This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, your host. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is usually riding shotgun with me, is off on vacation, dancing around, having a grand old time. I see he met some folks from Gackle that he was having a good time doing the conga with or something, but he'll have a lot of stories when he gets back. We look forward to it. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up this hour. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is the place to get your questions or comments in. 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. Don't forget the big debate tomorrow night. Republican Party in North Dakota sanctioning a debate between the candidates. Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General. Doug Burgum. Rick Becker, Representative. The three vying for the Republican nomination. Headed to the convention in less than a month. And the big debate with all three on the stage at the Bell Mayhews Auditorium tomorrow night in Bismarck. There's still a few tickets left. Whatever candidate you prefer, get a hold of the campaign, and they'll take good care of you, I assume, and get you a ticket, okay? Or you can call the North Dakota Republican Party office as well, and they'll take good care of you, assuming they have any left. But we're getting down there, so I'm looking forward to being one of three moderators for that tomorrow night. We are brought to you in part by MyPillow. The four-for-one deal is back now. The classic four-pack combo, only $99.88. You receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. It's a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, Ryan in Jamestown, raring to go. Christina in Bismarck behind that, and some others coming in. If you would like to ask a question of Congressman Cramer, when you call that number, you can press 1 to leave your question. We'll get it on. Or 2 to chat with us live on the air, whichever you prefer. Okay? So we'll do that. Congressman Cramer is here, and Ryan, hang tight, because I know you've been waiting a while to get in. We'll get you in here, but I'll just chat with Kevin to open the program. Congressman Cramer, hello? Kev, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Although I just walked across from the Rayburn office building to my building, and it's... Now, imagine this. I feel right at home. It's cold with a stiff north wind, so I feel very comfortable.
Well, chilly there in the nation's capital today,
it
huh?
It sure is.
So what do you think of Super Tuesday?
I think I need a life. When watching Super Tuesday results is, you know, as interesting as the Super Bowl, I don't know what that says about us, but it was very little surprise, I guess, by and large. I suppose Ted Cruz winning Oklahoma was a little bit of a surprise, but, for those of us that are political junkies, it's a fun night.
Did you happen to see Chris Christie behind Donald Trump during the press conference?
Every minute of it.
What do you think was going on there?
I think it's just a really uncomfortable situation. I've been in those situations now with Donald Trump, but where you're the backstop to the person at the podium, or the backdrop to the person at the podium, and, you know, it's just a long time to just stand there. Especially, I suppose, when you're Chris Christie, you're big physically, and you're big, your personality's big, and so I don't make too much of it. I just think it's a hard duty to have, and I don't read much else.
There's a lot of fun happening with it in the Twitterverse. Right. First call today was about it on the program today, and I caught it too. I was like, what? It's unreal. My favorite line so far on Twitter is Chris Christie looked like a guy who wondered if he left his stove on.
I'm not going to suppose what's in his mind at the time. I did think that Donald Trump's line about Jobs leaving New Jersey was clearly not what he meant to say, or he wouldn't have used that example if he had been thinking about it. But he quickly recovered from it, and it's not entirely untrue. So,
all right, Ryan, let's get you in here. First call to the Talk Radio Town Hall, Ryan in Jamestown on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ryan. Hello, are you talking to me?
We are, sir.
Okay. I want to point out something. You know, if you go back to old Senior Bush, and you heard a comment back then about one world order.
Right.
We move ahead to the Clinton administration. We have one world order. We move ahead to Bush administration. We hear more of one world order. And you move ahead to this Obama administration, we have more than one world order. Well, what one world order is to cause chaos. We've got our borders messed up and everything else. And where this comes from is from the aristocrats in our parent country where we fought the revolution from. And the old saying is, you cannot be a good Englishman unless you can carry a grudge for 300 years. They cannot whip us. And this all is about confusion. And I sat here for a long time figuring this thing out. And the Republicans are messed up. And we've got a guy, Trump, and I hope that he's against this one world order. And they've hated our Constitution. They've hated a free man is having the same rights as an aristocrat. And this whole thing is about power, and it's a power grab. And this thing is being about manipulating people. Our senators and representatives are being manipulated, and they don't really realize it. And we've had this, like this Roe v. Wade and this stuff coming down. It's unconstitutional. We have a higher power, the Supreme Almighty. But you see, it's all about causing confusion. We got our borders open.
All right. Got your point, Ryan, I think. I'm going to let Congressman Kramer respond to it there.
Well, I think there's some merit to what Ryan is saying. However, I think in the term one world order as proposed by George Herbert Walker Bush, it was a peculiar phrase to say the least, and a bit frightening to those of us who believe in our nation's sovereignty. And that's not to say he doesn't believe in sovereignty, but I think we all know he was ambassador to the United Nations. He'd been ambassador to China. And I think he's speaking more in globalization terms. You know, there's globalization of our economy, and that is pretty undeniable, and it'd be crazy not, you know, to ignore that. That said, fast forwarding, through all the other presidents to the current one, this guy does. I believe that Barack Obama does believe in a one world order to the extent where we even as a nation acquiesce to the one world order, that we actually submit ourselves to a different order rather than the exceptionalism and sovereignty of the United States. And that there's no clearer evidence of that than the fact that he started out his presidency going on an apology tour and is ending his presidency by giving things to Cuba and Iran and, you know, all out of some sort of a guilt complex with nothing in return for the United States. So, TPP, is probably another example of that. I've got all 7,000 pages sitting on the top of my desk. I don't think you can ignore globalization. You can't ignore that most of the people in the world don't live in the United States, that we produce more products than we can consume here, and that we ought to have trade with other countries. But I'm starting to believe more and more that our trade deals ought to be unilateral, not comprehensive, that we need to have trade deals with individual countries where necessary, and we ought to unleash free markets, not these sort of contrived markets. With regard to Roe v. Wade, though, how that got into it, I'm not real sure, but I would like to correct Ryan. The Congress of the United States, because you said we were manipulated into supporting it, does not support Roe v. Wade. We never have. That was an overturning of the Constitution by the Supreme Court, and ever since then, Congress has passed laws to restrict abortion availability pretty consistently, including this current Congress.
Appreciate the call, Ryan. Thanks for the passion. Without question, we appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You mentioned the 7,000 pages of the TPP. That is on your plate, or for opponents, they drop one of the P's. They just call it TP. But it's another attempted bad humor.
Well, there's 7,000 pages of it right here. But I don't, I haven't read every word of it yet, but I've been going through it sort of piece by piece and looking at various parts of it based on interest from various North Dakota stakeholders. So, the agriculture piece, of course, has a particular interest because we have a lot of ag commodity groups that are interested. The workforce piece is very interesting and what kind of workforce, worker protections there are in it. I think the overriding question on all of it is, does the United States have the wherewithal to enforce it? If, in fact, it is a good deal, and I'm not convinced it is, but, you know, okay, so we have a good trade agreement. Are we going to be able to enforce it? Do we have the will to enforce it? And I think that's a questionable at best, given our track record. And I do think that Ryan's point, though, that this is what has launched Donald Trump, along with, of course, you know, similarly the border issue, the southern border issue. I think he's believable on this topic. Now, we might say, well, that's protectionist. We might say that's not open free markets. But I think we're so tired of getting beat by other countries that we're willing to give a guy a shot that talks tough about it.
Interesting. All right, we have a break just 30 seconds away, so we'll do that and get to the rest of these callers waiting to go. Got a couple coming in right now. More welcome. And again, you call, press 1 to leave a comment, question right away. We'll get you your answer. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me, too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My friends at Polar Service Center are always looking for good tank trailer mechanics, service technicians, especially with a couple of years' experience. They pay up to $32 an hour. Housing allowance in Kildare, in North Dakota. They have two locations now, Williston and Kildare. And by the way, they're delivering parts everywhere. So if you need tank trailer parts, they have you covered, and they'll bring it to you. Polar Service Center, great company, and looking for some tank trailer mechanics and service techs in their locations. again, $32 an hour and some great benefits. Medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off, 401k, the whole works. So call Terry. He's the HR guy, 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. And if you need any kind of service, not just on tank trailers, but literally bumper to bumper, the cab, the trailer, the works, they're doing that now in both locations as well. Top of the Hill in Kildare, Highway 2, out by Love's, Peterbilt, the Ramada, which would be just east of the Williston on Highway 2 as well. But Top of the Hill in Kildare, Highway 2, east of town, Williston. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Let's get back to the phones. And Kirk on the road, you're next. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, what's going on, guy? I'm just traveling from a meeting to a meeting, and how's it going there, Mr. Cramer?
It's going just fine, thank you.
I get sickening already listening to all this here stuff about Trump and Cruz and stuff, and I hate to say it, I wish that other senators from other states, not including South Dakota guys are pretty straightforward and good guys too as well. I live in South Dakota, actually. I live on the Standing Rock Reservation, but the bottom line of it is that even if Cruz or Trump wins, I don't think that the Republicans have much a chance to winning over the Democrats. And the reason why I say that is because Cruz doesn't come off to be the type of guy that's going to want to negotiate. And you keep hearing negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. And I think last night you were hearing that too, negotiating. All political entities, that's what they do when they want to try to get things across or when they want to try to get business transacted or whatever, they negotiate. And once some of the other Republicans, I'm not saying you, Mr. Cramer, I'm not saying Mr. Hoven or anything like that, or the Democrats that represent the state of North Dakota, that's what you got to do. And I think North Dakota is, again, a forefront in leadership in showing that, because look what we do for our wheat. Look what we do with our oil and all that happy stuff. So I'll just run that through you guys and hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Kirk, for the call. By the way, your chairman, Chairman Archambault, was just in my office this morning. We had a nice one-hour visit. He's a friend as well as, I think, an outstanding chairman at Standing Rock. With regard to that point, he raises an interesting point, and when he talks about Scott, I think it's interesting that he uses the examples of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. I think he's probably right. Ted Cruz is not much of a negotiator. He's pretty much a all or nothing is always his negotiating position, and I think it's reflective in his in his support in the Senate or lack of it. That said, Donald Trump's just the opposite. He's the ultimate deal maker, and that causes people concern that he's always talking about making deals and negotiating. But Kirk is right in this, that our founding fathers, when they created a three co-equal branches of government, a bicameral legislature, negotiation is exactly what they had in mind. That they didn't want too much power placed in one person, one philosophy, one chamber, one, branch of the government. And they knew that there would always be extremes and that, compromise would be part of the deal. So, It's interesting. I would respectfully disagree that I don't think that nominating Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or any of the others means that we are likely to lose the presidency. I like Republicans' chances against Hillary Clinton with any of our nominees, quite frankly.
Appreciate the call, Kirk, and safe travels. Thank you very much. Yeah. Jim, Devil's Lake, you're next for Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Good morning.
My question is, Congressman, if through the actions of Congress, whether intended or otherwise, Congress itself has created massive fraud, waste, mismanagement, and abuse of government programs and taxpayer money, and there are congressmen and senators who are fully aware of the extent of these actions and are doing nothing to remedy this misdeed, are these legislators aiding and abetting a concealment of the truth, corrupt, susceptible to ethics violations, or worse, criminal charges related to the fraud, waste, mismanagement, and abuse of government programs and taxpayer money?
Well, this is, of course, I don't know where you're getting that question from, but this is,
exactly, getting back to Kirk's point, exactly why there are three branches and why they're co-equal and why they have each has oversight over the other. It's also why we have elections and why we have multiple parties and, you know, as well as an ethics committee, as well as another ethics panel that is not part of the Congress that hears complaints and, by the way, is very aggressive on those complaints. So I think all of the watchdogs and the oversight and the checks and balances are in place. That doesn't mean there's not occasionally fraud or abuse, whether it's in Congress or whether it's in the agencies. As far as aiding and abetting it, I would say that my observation has been, I've not seen much fraud or abuse of any in the Congress since I've been in it, but there's been plenty of it in the agencies, and most of the time it's revealed by inspectors general, the Government Accountability Office, and the congressional oversight, various congressional oversight committees. So I think the founders did a good job of putting it. Then add on top of that, of course, you have the media, which there's more and more transparency all the time, especially since the advent of C-SPAN. There's more and more transparency than there's ever been. On my TV in the Capitol, where I can get every C-SPAN channel, I probably have 25 or 30 C-SPAN channels, and all of those are recorded and available online, live as well as archived. So it's. You know, I think transparency is the greatest backstop to corruption, quite frankly, and I think we have a very transparent system. As long as we protect the First Amendment, which, there's some risk in that, of course, because right now our Supreme Court is 4-4 basically on upholding the Supreme Court, upholding the First Amendment.
We chatted with Chris Van Hall, a constitutional attorney, on Friday, our Freedom Friday segment, and, she put actually more of the blame on Congress for the Constitution not being followed than the President. I want to play a clip of that before we're done today, give you a chance to respond to that, because I hadn't heard that argument before. Ron in Langford for Congressman Kramer, you're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your online newsletter. I find that very informative, Congressman. And also the being on the radio making yourself accessible to us. My question is relating to the Conservative Review. I don't know a great deal about that newspaper. I did do some research regarding the people that are the editor and some of the people that are on that. Mark Levin, I think he kind of heads that up. But I'd like for you to just comment on this newspaper or newsletter. And what concerns me is the grade that they give you. And if you'd comment on that. And one final thing. Piggybacking on this gentleman that was just on the air there, could you name one situation that someone has been prosecuted for abuse and neglect in our government?
All right, Ron, hang on if you would. We are up against the break, but we will give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer your question after we return. What's on your mind? Wednesday edition. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA is helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. How about that? Yeah, the farm fields and the oil fields connect. When you fill up at PetroServe USA, they give you a choice at the pump, E10 and E15. If you have a non-flex fuel vehicle, you can use either one of those. And then, of course, on up to E85 if you have a flex fuel vehicle. That's right. And some great specials inside. My personal favorite is that 4-for-$4 deal, a hot stuff, personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of choice, two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All right, so Ron in Langford had a couple of questions there for you, Congressman Kramer. We'll let you take those.
So I think one of his questions was what I think about the, I think it's a magazine or a publication he called Conservative, I already forgot what it was called.
Review.
Conservative Review.
Yeah.
And there, I don't know what there are, maybe a dozen of those kinds of publications that are put out by various either personalities or organizations, think tanks, that sort of pick and choose wedge issues to rank members on so that they can, you know, it's to provoke thought and ideas and also to, of course, to raise money and you know, provoking emotion does that. I will tell you, I never look at a score. I don't look at anybody's score on me because the only one that matters to me are the people of North Dakota. And so there, we have members of the House that are paralyzed by the scorecards of various groups. Heritage Foundation or Heritage Action is one. Freedom Works, Club for Growth. Many of these organizations will go out and try to find a candidate to run against somebody that has a low score, and then they'll gladly be their super PAC, you know. So they raise a lot of money on this stuff, and then they give a little to the candidate, and it's all part of the First Amendment expression. So to be honest, I just pay no attention to it. I don't begrudge them doing it. I think that everybody has a part of this democracy, a job to do, and I never confuse mine with theirs. I think his other question was with regard to oversight, how many people have been, I think he actually asked how many have been prosecuted, and I can't come up with a long list of people who have been prosecuted, but I can come up with a very long list of oversight successes, such as the oversight on Fast and Furious that led to Eric Holder, the chief law enforcement officer of this country, being held in contempt. The IRS, Lois Lerner, lost her job, although she got a fairly nice pension out of it, but she did lose her job and was held in contempt over the IRS scandal. And more important than that, it led to our success in the last spending bill, omnibus spending bill in December, in reining in the IRS, both with a lot of cuts to their budget and then forcing them to use the remainder of their budget to service taxpayers as opposed to harass them. We also put restrictions on their ability to target organizations because of their philosophy. The VA scandal was has been another one where people have lost their jobs, not nearly as many as ought to, but the unveiling of the VA scandal through oversight and investigations of the House of Representatives and the GAO and Inspectors General have led to some firings and some changes, but much, much more needs to be done in that regard. So those are some of the quick ones that I can think of where oversight has made quite a big difference, I think. And without House, especially House oversight, the Senate's become a little more active in oversight this new Congress than they were under Harry Reid, obviously. But believe me, I hold it up as probably one of our highest priorities, as well as budgeting and appropriating. Is upholding, protecting the Constitution from fraud and abuse by the executive branch.
Ron, appreciate the call. Emailer says, Scott, I just watched Trump's speech and paid attention to Chris Christie behind him. Not to worry. I'm pretty sure that was just an IBS flare-up. Go Trump, says Austin. So, I like my explanation better, that he was trying to remember whether or not he turned the stove off or not.
It is a very funny line, but I can tell you, standing there for a half hour behind Donald Trump would be no small task.
Yeah, you would grimace a few times. Yeah. John and Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, John.
Thank you for taking my call. Thanks.
Hey, John.
Flood relief. Okay, flood insurance is due $2,700 for 1 year, and it was $750. I guess my question is now what, you know? And I'm in the flood zone, but I built 2 feet above the 500-year floodplain, but that just doesn't make no difference to them.
Have we checked on your case individually yet, John? Because I know I'm very familiar with the increase in the flood insurances. We insurance premiums, we restricted their ability to do dramatic increases, although it was an act of Congress that first allowed them to, because it was an unintended consequence of a law that was passed the year before I got here, with the intention of the cropping or the flood insurance program eventually being actuarially sound. Well, to do that in 1 year meant, you know, 1,000% increases in flood insurance, but it also was the result of some remapping, and you may have gotten caught in that. I don't know for sure. So, but I'd like to take a look at your specific case if we could, and maybe we are. I don't know.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. I have talked to you guys before or a year ago here, and I didn't hear anything back.
So it went from 2,050 to 2,700 in that year. Is that what you're saying?
It went from 750.
Oh, 750.
To 2,700.
I'd really like to take a look at that, because I'm pretty sure that our fix, I'm calling it a fix, of the previous act, the Biggert Waters Act is what the bill was called, put a cap on how much they could increase rates per year. And I want to say that cap was 10 or 15%. I think it was 15%, but it's been well over a year since we did that. So I'd want to check on that, John. Just make sure we get your contact information so somebody can follow up with you.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Am I going to be talking to Manny or what?
You're going to be talking to Manny. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
He'll take good care of you here. Hang on a second. All right.
That's what he tells us anyway.
Yeah. By the way, and I know that this is a distraction to our most important work here on the Talk Radio Town Hall, but I can't help that our listeners are contributing other suggestions. The latest on Chris Christie, evidently he realized he made a terrible, terrible mistake, says one. I assume that's directed at Donald Trump. Another says, Chris Christie looks like my dog when she realizes our car rides to the vet. I know that look. I know that look. Very creative. Dana and Judd, keep us on track here, Dana.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
How are you, sir?
Dana.
I'm good.
My question is in regard to the text messages I sent you, Scott. What I want to know, Congressman, is fill me in on what you know about the Rockefellers and Koch brothers selling off their fossil fuel interests and where they're investing into. And also, they're vowing $900 million for this year's election. How much do you know about this?
I don't know anything about the Koch brothers selling off their minerals at all. There's nothing I'm familiar with anyway. And I've never met the Koch brothers. They're an interesting study, but their company has had interest in North Dakota in the past. I don't know that they still do, I think. They used to have a pipeline, I remember, for years, probably a couple decades even. And so I'm not familiar with them selling off their fossils or what they are investing in next or anything related to their campaign contributions, if that's what you're asking about. Now, they do, as you know, they do fund a number of, some of these think tanks that I was talking about earlier to a previous caller.
I sent a couple of texts to Scott, and he wants to share them with you. He's more than welcome. And I found it quite interesting and a pretty dramatic step for our economy because it's a lot of bucks.
Well, you know what's interesting, I've been spending a lot of time this week, Scott and Dana, talking to, of course, the various oil companies, because this is sort of a fly-in week for the Independent Petroleum Association or Independent Producers Association of America. So I've met with a lot of CEOs this week to talk about, what's happening next. One of the things we have is a very long list of regulations by the BLM on our oil and gas industry. But basically, there's I don't think it's any secret. There's an all-out assault on fossil fuels. The whole slogan, keep it in the ground, used to be a radical left-wing crazy thing that no one gave any credibility to, and now it's like a valid campaign that they talk quite openly about, including our president. So, if there are people looking to divest themselves of their fossil interests and looking for other investments, it would be hard to blame them in some cases. But I'm going to stand for coal and oil and a true all-the-above policy if I'm the last one doing it.
Dana, we'll forward that on to Kevin. Appreciate your call very much. Gary, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Gary, are you there? I'm going to go to Steve in Fargo. Hello, Steve. You're next for Congressman Kramer on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Steve. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Steve. Great. Thanks.
Just wanted to put some clarification and possible urgency on those comments about the increase in flood insurance. And, speaking specifically in Fargo, it's ridiculous. I mean, I know you guys worked hard and you mitigated some of it, but
right.
I think the maximum increase is like 25%, and the amount of increase in the cost of the coverage is like 1,000, or 500, whatever. It's going from $500-$600 a year to $4,000 or $5,000 a year at a very rapid pace. And you made reference to the law indicating that, based on actuarial, calculations as to the real cost of it, but that simply isn't true because, as the last gentleman indicated, if you have a building and it costs X amount to insure for fire or whatever it is, and you put sprinklers in it, the cost to insure that's going to go down significantly.
Right.
And the state of North Dakota, specifically the city of Fargo, has spent millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars mitigating their flood risk to the point now where to protect the city against this 50-foot flood or whatever it is takes, 100,000 sandbags instead of a million. And they're telling me that that doesn't matter. The risk to your house has not changed, therefore your premium is the same. That just isn't accurate. And then, again, to reiterate what the other gentleman said, there are mitigations that can be taken to protect individual houses.
Hold that thought, Steve. We'll get an answer on this question on the other side of the break on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application, an agreement to serve form, and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The best part of being on K-Fire 550 and AM 1100 The Flag and 1460 KLTC and 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken and doing the What's On Your Mind program, that I got a chance to meet folks all across the area that I really, really, really love doing. It's part of our top 10 town tour, and Tioga, North Dakota, one example. Of course, home to our KTGO there and our friends at Dawa Solutions Group that are sponsoring that big Bakken Oil Product and Service Show. In tickets to the 13th and 14th of April. Mark that down. Check that out. Should be a lot of fun. BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson, one of our fine sponsors. Hess, Sheldon Welding, Tioga Ace Hardware, Tioga Medical Center, and the Mainstay Suites in Tioga, sponsors of our Tioga Top 10 Tour. And we do appreciate it here on the program. All right, Tim, before the top of the hour, finishing up last segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So Steve in Fargo had a number of suggestions for you there and ways forward on the flood insurance, et cetera. Your take for Steve?
Yeah, so first of all, I haven't found yet the cap, but I don't think it's over 15%. He thinks it might be 25% per year, but he's right in the sense that ultimately, rather than allowing, say, a 1,000% increase or a 4,000% increase overnight, getting to actuarial soundness is going to mean increases to a certain point. There's also, of course, like I said before, the remapping. Now, he's referenced also all of the flood mitigation work that Fargo's done, which should allow for mitigation of the premiums. But and that there's, again, some truth to that, but that's where the remapping comes in. Once, let's just say, for example, that South Fargo is completely protected from a 500-year flood, that will make a flood zone less of a flood zone. I think that's fairly logical. We also, but in the Biggert Waters fix, we also put a basement exemption, and that was an amendment that I was able to get in on the House side. It hung in there on the Senate side, and so Steve may have been referencing that when he said there are also some other things you can do, so that if you're above the floodplain level, but you dig a basement, you now go below the floodplain level, but you can, if you waterproof your basement, there are just certain various things you can do to mitigate it. But that said, remember, what we're talking about here is a highly subsidized federal program. So, you know, when one caller calls and he's upset about a low rating, a low conservative review rating, this is part of why. Because I support things like fixing a flood insurance program so that it's not so such a dramatic increase for people that live in a particular area or choose to build in a particular area. And, you know, that's, we're trying to get a $19 trillion deficit under control or debt under control at the same time as we're trying to protect people. So it's all part of a balancing act. But that bill did pass in 2014 pretty overwhelmingly. It took about 6 months for us to get it finally passed in the Senate, but did pass the Senate, and the president did sign it.
All right, Steve, thank you for that. Appreciate the call. I want to play I'm not going to play all of it, but a short clip of a conversation we had with a constitutional attorney on Freedom Friday, putting some of the blame for the lack of the Constitution not being followed on Congress rather than the president. Listen to
this. We are not in the situation that we're in because Barack Obama is out of control. We're in the situation that we're in because Congress is out of control. Our Congress, as a matter of fact, the House alone, through a simple majority, utilizing Article 1, Section 7, could defund anything that the president is doing if they really didn't like what he was doing.
All right, let's stop there. Is that accurate?
Well, it's accurate to a point. First of all, she's right in the sense that she's frustrated, I sense, that over the decades, Congress has acquiesced much of its Article 1 authority by passing big, broad pieces of legislation like the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and a whole bunch of other things that puts the bureaucracy in charge of the rulemaking. With regard to a simple majority, let me read just a portion of Article 1, Section 7, because we've all in this chamber become quite familiar with it because we are doing some of these things she's talking about to restore that. All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives. And that's where a lot of the sort of the provocateurs want to stop. But it continues. But the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. And then it says, every bill which shall have passed the House of Representatives and the Senate shall, before it becomes a law, be presented to the President of the United States. If he approve, he shall sign it, but if not, he shall return it with his objections. In other words, this is not singularly the House's deal. Now, we oftentimes defund lots of these things. We've defunded Waters of the U.S. in the House. We defunded Planned Parenthood in the House. We've defunded Obamacare in the House. We get it over to the Senate, and they amend it because they don't concur. So for her to blame the House specifically for, you know, screwing up the Constitution, she leaves out the entire second half of the very first section of Section 7. And it's fine. It's again, it's provocation. It's not wrong. It's just incomplete.
All right. We have less than a half a minute left, but I do want you to tell us about the straw poll. How's it coming?
It's going very well. Over 4,000 people have voted. I'm going to keep it open one more week, Scott. I've decided, with Super Tuesday being last night, with, you know, the big winner-take-all primary coming up in 2 weeks, I think next Wednesday's show would be a perfect time for me to close this thing out and announce the final results. But let me give you a sense of how it's running, so that if you support one of these other candidates, or you support the front runner, in this case Donald Trump, get on ndstrawpoll.com and cast your vote if you have not already. So Trump is ahead, 35% in North Dakota right now. Cruz is at 25, Rubio at 18, and Carson at 13. So everyone else is single digits. Very, very low single digits, I might add.
So, all right, so get those votes in, and we'll announce the winners next week. How about that?
Today.
All right, sounds good. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. And my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.